If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Brenda Schaefer, a member of the faculty at the U.S. Naval Postwar Graduate School, as well as a senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Her new book, Iran is More Than Persia, Ethnic Politics in Iran, we're putting it into action right now because Brenda has a piece up at FP, Foreign Policy, identifying the protests that you read about generally, Iran protesting X number of days, are identified these protests with ethnic areas of the country as well as the center, Tehran, where the Persian minority, it can be a minority in this country, not a majority, dominate. However, we're now going to the part of the country that is most associated with the murder of the young woman, Kurdistan, or the Kurdish parts of Iran, which lip into Iraq. Brenda, you've led me to believe that one explanation the regime is offering for these spontaneous protests is that there's outside interference. How so, does the regime say, and what does this do with firing missiles into Kurdistan?
Yes, I think the regime is trying to, you know, instead of acknowledging that they have an internal problem, an internal challenge, they're trying to deflect attention and say, you know, these are outsiders. So first when there were really massive anti-regime activity in the Kurdistan populated areas of Iran. So they fired missiles into Iraqi Kurdistan, killing 12 people, including a U.S. citizen that was residing there. Trying to say as if somehow it was the Iraqi Kurdistanis were responsible for these events. In continuing with this policy, this past week they organized 50,000 IRGC troops on the border with the Republic of Azerbaijan. They threatened Iran. They threatened the Republic of Azerbaijan. They threatened Israel, even, you know, saying as if trying to say that the Republic of Azerbaijan is, you know, somehow a proxy for Israel, instead of acknowledging, you know, the domestic challenge they have to their rule, they try to deflect it onto external actors.
And the other explanation the regime is offering, bizarrely, is a map of Iran after its breakup. What is this? It's like a dystopian novel.
Right. So in the IRGC Telegram channels, the Telegram social media, they've been distributing maps of Iran broken up to about 5 ethnically dominated states. And they're trying to warn the mainstream opposition that if you don't stay with us, if you get rid of us, you're going to end up with a broken country. And actually, in this way, they're trying to, you know, sort of split the Persian nationalists from the ethnic minorities. It's somewhat democracy would not necessarily lead to the breakup of Iran, but clearly the coercion of the Islamic Republic is a huge factor, and I think it's a pretty wise strategy on behalf of the regime in Iran, because many of the Persian nationalists hate the Islamic Republic, but they hate the idea of losing control of the territories even more. And this is a somewhat dividing factor between the center and between the provinces. Second, also, Tehran is very good at divide and rule. And you see that they're constantly trying to play ethnic groups against each other, mainly Kurds and Azerbaijanis, Lurs and Arabs. These groups live together in close contingency in many areas. And so they try to play these groups against each other so they can't be battling the Tehran.
Brenda, you've led me to understand that the regime also practices what in America is just naked bigotry. Is that part of their strategy, to be bigoted, to be disdainful, to be arrogant towards the minorities?
You know, I think this is actually was predated by the Pahlavi regime, by the Shah regime, and probably even under the Shah, this policy was even worse than under the Islamic Republic. There's a strong policy. There was both a carrot and a stick. On one hand, it was an attempt by the Pahlavis to build an Iranian nation, which, you know, even in up until the 20th century, all, you know, in a sense, the Iranian governments or Iranian empires were sort of dual Turco-Persian, in the sense that the rulers were usually Turkic speaking, you know, what we would call today, you know, Azerbaijani or Turkic, you know, Turkish language. And the language of culture, poetry, literature, you know, it was predominantly Persian. But the rulers themselves were Turkic speaking. The court was Turkic speaking. The military. With the rise of the Pahlavis, it actually turned to everything being, you know, in Persian. And in fact, most, you know, the sort of idea that Iranians have been united for, you know, centuries by the Persian language, it's kind of funny because up until the 20th century, there were, you know, great vast majority of the minorities were illiterate, weren't schools, you know, throughout Iran, they weren't exposed to Persian, right? So I think it's really a myth that for centuries these people are united by the Persian language. But the Pahlavis also, you know, there was also the stick too, which was not allowing any of the minority language, this mocking of minorities, you know, calling them names. The Azerbaijanis were called, you know, Turkeher, Turkish donkey. Arabs were called stupis and extremist. And the Islamic Republic, despite being a bit more multi-ethnic itself in its leadership, despite having an Islamic ideology, which shouldn't be based on a certain nation or language, they've sort of continued this mockery of the minorities in textbooks and declarations.
Brenda Schaefer, the new book is Iran is More Than Persia, Ethnic Politics in Iran, writing at Foreign Policy about the protests and the Iranian minorities who are protesting. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.